Chapter 12.
I told you the hex was airtight,
Naomi declared as she crossed her arms over her chest.
Now can I take the book and go back to my coven?
A deal's a deal? I shrugged. You said it's down by the old pork packing plant, right?
Yes, but I know how to get there by myself.
You said the meeting is in the dead of night, right? A few hours after sunset? Well, sunrise is going to be in about 4 hours here.
All the more reason I should grab the book and go.
Naomi agreed, as she narrowed her dark eyes at me. My point is you'll never make it in time if you walk.
I could take an Uber.
The woman shrugged.
At this time of the morning, you'll be waiting an hour just for somebody to take on the job.
Let us take you. It's the least we can do as a thank you for helping us with this hex. Naomi's eyebrows twisted into a confused expression, as she tilted her head to the right and sighed.
Why are you being so nice to me, bastard of Bast? I've done nothing but say mean things about you since we've met.
Do unto others what you'd want done unto you, I said with a smirk. Plus, I don't think you really hate me as much as you say, considering your own hex let you pass through unscathed.
If I let you drive me, will you promise to let that go? It's getting really annoying to hear.
Deal. Let's grab that book and my keys.
This sounds exciting,
Ada said with a smirk.
I can't wait to meet Naomi's friends again.
You're staying here. I shook my head. We need somebody here to meet the cleaner and to make sure he gets everything looking clean as a whistle.
It's okay, Ada.
Janine promised with a yawn.
I'll keep an eye on him for you.
You're not going either, I said with a click of my tongue. You have class in a few hours here, and you're going to need to get some shut-eye before then.
What? You're taking her to her coven, the people who want to kill you.
I'm dropping her off a few blocks away and then leaving, I lied. Because, of course, when they invite her back in with open arms, I totally don't want to be around. I was trying to be as coy about it as I possibly could without saying anything aloud. I knew Naomi's coven wasn't going to welcome her back with open arms, and I knew Leah and I would probably both need to be there to save her if things went south. And when that happened, she would fight for us and join our team. Of that, I was 100% confident. But I was also confident in my ability to kick those witches' asses, especially if we could get the drop on them.
Oh.
Ada smirked and then shot me a wink.
Of course not. The more people who go with you, the harder it'll be to sneak away unnoticed.
That's right. I nodded. So you guys stay here. Leah and I can handle it.
Guess I'm gonna go take a power nap, then.
The redhead nodded and sleepily rubbed her eyes beneath her glasses.
I'll go with you, Carter.
Leah offered.
I don't have any classes until Monday, so I can stay up as long as I want without any consequences.
I don't know if I'd say that. I'm only in my 20s, and my body's already not responding to all-nighters as well as it used to.
I'm sure that has nothing to do with the fact that you forced your body to go through a grisly transformation, it will.
Leah teased. Ada remained outside to wait on her cleaner, but the rest of us made our way into Cincy's Jewel. Naomi picked up the spell book while I went and grabbed the keys to one of the yellow Hummers outside, and then we all met at the back door of the establishment. We popped the fire door open, moved out into the parking lot, and then filed into the Hummer as quickly as we could. I shoved my keys into the ignition and twisted them hard, and I listened to the engine of our beloved vehicle roar to life. Finally, I put her in reverse, pulled out of the parking lot, and got onto the road.
Covens always pick the strangest places to meet,
Leah noted, as we drove down the mostly abandoned streets.
Don't you guys ever consider meeting in, like, a community center or a church or something like that?
They're secret meetings,
Naomi said from the passenger seat, and she frowned at the blonde in the rearview mirror.
Do you think we go around posting call-out posters in local coffee shops or something? Plus, going to places that are creepy and abandoned just adds to the overall ambiance.
An old pork-packing factory,
Leah mumbled.
Great ambiance.
We drove through the streets for nearly 30 minutes before, finally, Naomi held up her hand.
Stop here,
the witch declared.
The plant is only about 3 blocks away, and the last thing I need is for my coven to see me rolling up in your vehicle. I'm trying to remind them I'm not on your side, remember?
Fine, fine, I said, as I rolled our Hummer to a stop on the side of the road and then killed the engine. Just be careful, okay?
I don't need to be careful,
Naomi scoffed.
My sisters will be ecstatic when they see I've escaped from your clutches. And when they hear I've mastered a spell that's much above my skill level, they'll be over the moon. Pun fully intended. Good luck, Bastard of Bast and Frog Lady. Next time we see each other, I'm afraid we'll be enemies.
Sure thing. I said, even though I was severely doubtful. Naomi held the spellbook under her left arm as she popped open the door and jumped out into the night, and the witch didn't even turn around to say goodbye before she strutted off down the street, until she was completely out of sight. The second Naomi was gone, I turned to Leah and gave her a knowing frown. You know we have to follow her, right?
Oh, of course. Her reunion with her coven isn't going to go anywhere near how she thinks it's going
to
go.
Which is why we need to be there to swoop in and save the day when it doesn't. Then maybe Naomi will finally realize we're her friends, not the Sisters of the New Moon. Plus, if we play our cards right, we might just inadvertently stop the Ichthygo release ceremony before it even happens.
What? Do you think they'll have the enchanted urn here?
Probably not. I shook my head. But the Coven Mother might be there, and if she's the one who's planning to release that thing...
Then all we have to do is take her out, and there'll be nobody else to cast the spell.
Leah finished for me with a determined expression. Exactly. I nodded as I popped open the door of the Hummer and then slid out onto the sidewalk. Now, let's get going. I doubt Naomi's going to even have much time to explain herself before her beloved sisters put her in the dirt. Leah and I proceeded down the street as stealthily as we could. But this part of the city was fairly run down, full of abandoned buildings with crumbling facades and uneven sidewalks, so there weren't a ton of people around. We passed by a sleeping homeless man and across the street from a prostitute, but otherwise the streets were as dead as a doornail. Eventually we came around the corner and were met face to face with the building where the witch's meeting was taking place. Naomi's figure was off in the distance, but even from here, I could see how she proudly strode up to the abandoned building with her head held high. She truly believed the Sisters of the New Moon would accept her back with open arms, and she must have thought she'd be hailed as a fucking hero for escaping the infamous Bastard of Bast. The building she was entering into was a massive factory that looked like it had been built at the turn of the century, with decaying brown bricks and broken windows splayed all across the front of the three-story building. A rusted-out metal smokestack protruded out of the roof, while a cattywampus sign that read Miller's Packing House hung down as it held onto its bolts by a thread. Naomi disappeared inside the old plant, so Leah and I took off at a full sprint toward the entrance. We were right on the edge of the Ohio River, so the sounds of the crashing waves drowned out any noises we may have made as we moved through the night. Or Leah might have made, since my powers made me move silently. And within seconds, the blonde woman and I were at the doorway. Wait, we can't just waltz in through the front door. I explained, and I held up my hand to stop her. They'll surely have guards posted in the main entryways. If we want to sneak in, we'll need to go through one of the windows.
Luckily, we've got plenty of options.
Leah chuckled as she pointed to all the shattered windows up above.
I say we go with that one.
The blonde's finger aimed at one of the windows on the far side of the building, which had been completely broken out and whose glass was replaced by a simple rotting wood board. Works for me? I nodded. Come on. We proceeded over to the spot just underneath the window, and then Leah jumped up and stuck onto the wall with her gravity-defying grip. The polyworm Spider-Maned up the wall until she got to the board, and then she tossed her tongue around the wooden barrier and ripped it away with a firm yank. The board snapped off its mount as if it were made of wet cardboard, and it plunked into the river with a soft splash. The second the board was gone, Leah crawled through the window, and then she stuck her head back out and motioned for me to follow.
All clear.
She whispered down as she looked around. I wasted no time in crouching down, digging my heels into the pavement and then thrusting my body upward with all my might. I sprang 20 feet up into the air before my hands grabbed onto the bottom of the window, and once I had a good grip on the crumbling brick, I hoisted myself into the darkness. The interior of the plant was just as dingy and as decayed as it was on the outside, and we were now surrounded by piles of fallen bricks, cracked masonry, and rusted tools. The floor was stained with a brownish-red substance, though the metallic smell in the air quickly identified it to me as dried-up blood. There were circular grates all over the floor, and each one was surrounded by long streams of the brownish substance.
Do I even want to know what this was?
Leah asked with a shudder. It was some sort of butchering room for sure, I said, as I pointed around to the grates. Look at all these gnarly tools around us. I bet millions of poor pigs were slaughtered in this place in many, many horrific ways. Suddenly, I heard something rustle across the floor about 50 feet down the hallway. So I instantly pushed Leah up against the wall and made the shh gesture with my finger against my mouth, just in case it was one of the coven members coming to check on this sector. Thankfully, all I heard was a strange skitter followed by a squeak. It was a fucking rat.
Ew.
Leah gagged as the dirty gray creature skittered across one of the grates.
Ugh, and I thought the ones that hung around our dorm dumpsters were bad.
That was when I got an idea. Even though it was abandoned, this place was huge, and time was of the essence. I didn't know exactly where the Sisters of the New Moon were convening, but there was somebody who just might. Somebody who was small, dirty, and furry.
Psst,
I whispered in the direction of the rat. Hey, you!
What are you doing?
Leah raised an eyebrow.
Hey!
I tried again.
Hey, rat! Are you talking to me?
The little furry creature suddenly stopped in his tracks and stood up on his hind legs.
Yes, I am.
I nodded.
Hi, I'm Carter. Nice to meet you. This is weird. Usually humans try to stomp on me or put out traps to poison me. One of them even tried to stab me with a big shiny stick. Nobody's ever talked to me before.
Listen, you seem to know these parts pretty well, right? Have you seen any other humans around here lately?
Of course I have.
The rat responded.
There's a large number of them downstairs, in that room where they always meet.
Can you take us there? Like, right now. It's kind of important. We have no idea where we're going. The creature trailed off.
I don't really like going close to them. They always try to stomp on me or stab me or hit me with some glowing light that makes my body go numb.
You don't have to go anywhere near them, I promised. Just take us to a room close by. We don't want to get seen either. We just want to know where they're meeting.
Oh, okay. It's actually pretty easy to find. This way. Follow the rat,
I said, and I pointed at the critter as it scurried down the hallway.
What?
He's going to take us to the Sisters of the New Moon, I explained, and then I took off after the rat.
Come on!
I'm never going to get used to the fact you can talk to animals.
Leah trailed off with a long sigh, but then she started to follow. The rat led us down the abandoned hallways of the meatpacking plant, past rooms filled with old butcher blocks and blood-stained, rusty cutting utensils. And finally, my ears began to pick up the sounds of chattering voices coming up from the level below us.
This is it,
the rat declared.
And they're down below, all huddled together in a big room. It's kind of strange, but as long as they don't bother me, I just ignore them.
Thanks, buddy, I said, as I squatted down and petted the rat on the head. I'll be sure to bring you lots of cheese if we ever come back here.
Cheese?
The furry little guy tilted his head to the side.
Is that the yummy yellow stuff I find floating around in the water sometimes?
It sure is. Now, run along, little buddy, and if you see any big wooden squares with bits of food on them, stay the hell away.
I'm not a complete fool,
the rat said as he ran down the hallway.
I lost my brother to one of those things.
Do I even want to know what he was saying to you?
Leah asked, and I just shook my head. The coven's beneath us right now, I explained, as I pointed down to the ground. Listen close, and we might be able to hear them. Leah and I both grew silent, and we dropped down to our knees so we could put our ears down against the ground. Sure enough, the voices of the witches grew clearer.
The ceremony will be a success,
one of the women declared.
We shall unleash the unholy terror on the world, and then we shall finally be able to reshape it in the image of our gods.
God, a man's voice answered, and my blood ran cold. There is only one god, my fellow worshippers of the moon.
Each seagull may serve Khonsu,
the same woman argued.
But he will be fulfilling the will of all the lunar gods.
Oh, fuck me,
I whispered to Leah. I think the OLG is here too.
Just our luck.
The blonde woman rolled her eyes.
We spend a whole day trying to figure out how to keep them away from us, only to walk right into a meeting where they're present.
Yes, yes. The OLG cultist grumbled. Everything is in order for Friday night, then. The planets will not align like this again for another 20 years.
Do you really think so little of our coven?
The woman's voice purred.
We know what we are doing, so just trust us.
You know my brothers don't trust your kind, the man spat. But for now, we have no other choice.
Oh, please. Are you guys still salty? We cracked the spells before you did.
We would have figured out the summoning ritual eventually, the OLG member said with a scoff. Luckily for you, we always have much more pressing matters to attend to.
Indeed,
the woman said in the most unamused tone I'd ever heard. That was when I heard another set of footsteps approaching, followed by whispers and murmurs.
Hello, sisters.
Naomi's voice announced.
I know you have feared me dead, but fear not, for I have returned. And even better, I now know where to find the
traitor.
A bunch of female voices hissed in unison.
Spiteful snake.
Wait.
Naomi trailed off.
I came back. I escaped from the Bastard of Bast's captivity, and I stole one of his spellbooks.
You brought one of Bast's relics into our coven.
A woman's voice gasped.
How dare you?
It's got a bunch of the same spells that we use in our work, sisters.
Naomi tried to explain.
I even took the time to learn a new spell, a protective hex.
You mean to tell us you've been around the Bastard of Bast this whole time, yet he's still alive?
Another woman growled.
How could you, Naomi?
You're with the Bastard of Bast, the man's voice snarled.
No!
Naomi sputtered.
I just pretended to be nice to him and his friends so I could learn his weaknesses and get more magical knowledge. Sisters, do not call us sisters!
A woman's voice boomed.
That is reserved for our members who are not traitorous bitches! I never betrayed you.
Naomi's voice now trembled on the verge of tears.
I swear my loyalty has always been with the Sisters of the New Moon, always.
Liar.
The other woman spat.
You went off with the Bastard of Bast, and instead of trying to kill him, you let him and his whores teach you magic. What kind of a dumb bimbo are you? Sisters, don't call us that. Traitor!
This is going about as bad as I expected it to.
Leah admitted in a whisper. I would have figured the Sisters of the New Moon would have started to attack by now.
If you could just let me explain.
Naomi began. But she was cut off instantly.
There is no need to explain.
The main woman's voice snarled.
You have betrayed your coven, Naomi. That means you are hereby banished from our sorority, and you will be dealt justice in the same way our ancestors were. Death by hanging. What? I didn't do anything wrong.
If I may, Coven Mother, the man's voice asked. There are plenty of meat hooks in this factory.
I like the way you think.
The voice, who I now identified as the Coven Mother, answered.
Perhaps we aren't that different after all. Sisters, find a meat hook and show Naomi here what happens to those who break their vows. Please, Coven Mother.
Naomi blubbered. Okay, I said to Leah. I think it's time for us to get involved now. I got up onto all fours and then let the Werepanther take over. Every muscle in my body started to ache as they stretched out and elongated, from my toes to my torso, all the way up to my neck. The hair on my body thickened into a huge black mass of fur, and my canines extended as my nose and mouth formed together to make a snout, and claws replaced my fingernails. Within seconds, I was fully transformed and ready to fight. Leah ran over to the nearby window and peeked out.
There's another window right below us. Want to make a grand entrance?
I've got my own idea. I smirked as I looked down at the cracked floor. But go for it. Leah's tongue shot out of her mouth and wrapped around a rotting piece of wood. The blonde woman then went over, stood up on the windowsill, and took a deep breath.
See you on the other side,
she said, before she took a step backward. Meanwhile, I raised up my front half and then slammed my paws down onto the ground as hard as I could. The floor below me trembled as spiderweb cracks shot across it in all directions, and I knew it'd only take one or two more hits for it to crumble away completely.
What the fuck was that?
A random voice asked. I heard the sound of breaking glass, followed by Leah's grunt as she landed on the first floor of the building. So I brought my torso up again, let out a growl, and then slammed my paws into the floor with a powerful thud that echoed throughout the abandoned building. This time, the floor gave out underneath me, and I plummeted downward along with several chunks of concrete. As I fell, I saw the room below me, which was full of Sisters of the New Moon and a handful of OLG cultists. One of the sorry fuckers was right below me as I fell, and he let out a scream as the rubble landed on him and crushed him into a bloody pulp. The second I hit the ground, I let out a snarl and jumped forward, right toward another one of the OLG cultists. He tried to raise his hand and attack me with a moonbeam, but I was on him before he could even get his arm past his waist. I sunk my teeth into his skull with a sickly crunch, and metallic blood filled my mouth as his head exploded like a fruit gusher. I tossed his corpse into a group of witches that were nearby and knocked them to the ground. But then I was forced to leap away from an incoming blast of silver magic.
I almost fell for it, too!
A middle-aged woman with white hair and a silver moonstone brooch bellowed.
The traitor was setting us up this whole time!
You must be the Coven Mother,
I growled, as I landed and locked eyes with the woman.
And you are the Bastard of Bast,
she said with a crazed smile.
Or at least, you were.
The Coven Mother clapped her hands together, and a giant blast of silver magic shot out in my direction. I fell down to the ground and rolled away from the attack, but that apparently was exactly what she wanted me to do. Seconds later, a bunch of the rubble I'd knocked free slammed into my back from behind, and several jolts of pain rocketed through my body as I fell onto the ground. I shook the heavy bits of concrete off in a flash, but just as I went to stand up, a moonbeam struck me in the chest. I let out an anguished roar as I flew backward and slammed into the brick wall hard. The Coven Mother held her blast on me as she walked closer and closer, and she had me pinned up against the wall. Searing hot pain ached through my chest as I began to smell a mixture of burned flesh and hair, and I knew that if I didn't break free soon, it was going to be curtains for Carter Hatfield. My eyes started to dart around to see if there was anything I could possibly use to my advantage. The windows were far away at this point, and all of the collapsed rubble was at the very center of the room, but there were pipes attached to the ceiling above. Pipes that surely were filled with something unpleasant. Even though my body was pinned up against the wall, my arms were free to move about as they pleased, so I quickly reached up, grabbed an iron pipe from above, and then yanked it down hard. Suddenly, a spray of tar-colored dirty water erupted from the end of the pipe and splashed all over the Coven Mother's body. Ha ha! I cackled as she released her spell, and I dropped back down to the ground. There was now a giant burn mark on my chest, but otherwise I was fine. I dropped down on all fours and then lunged at the Coven Mother.
You fucker!
She screamed, as she spat out whatever disgustingness that was now all over her mouth and body.
I'll kill you for this!
Before she could finish her sentence, I backhanded her across the room. The Coven Mother slammed into the nearby wall, broke through the brick, and then disappeared with a splash into the river outside. However, I didn't have time to savor my victory. I heard somebody coming up from behind me, so I swiftly spun out of the way. As I did so, a silver dagger swished past where my heart had just been, and I saw the wide-eyed OLG cultist as he realized his attack had missed. I unsheathed my claws and then stabbed them into the side of the fucker's cheek, where they sunk into his flesh with a spray of blood. The OLG member screamed in agony as I started to pull on his cheeks with my paw, but that scream quickly turned into a gory gurgle when I tore his bottom jaw clean off his skull. His tongue flopped downward, and blood poured out as he stumbled and tried in vain to stop the bleeding. Then he collapsed and went limp. Just off to the other side of the room, Leah was perched on the ceiling. The polywarm woman flipped, rolled, and jumped away from attack after attack, and then she would retaliate with her whip-like tongue. I watched as she grabbed a witch by her hair and then slammed her head into the ground, which knocked the woman unconscious. Leah then tore an OLG cultist's dagger from his hands, held it in her tongue, and started to slash it across the room wildly. Yeah, she had things under control. Naomi, however, didn't. The red and black-haired witch's hands were surrounded in silver magic, but she literally had her back up against the wall as about a dozen of the Sisters of the New Moon boxed her in. The one OLG cultist who was going for Naomi held an old, rusty meat hook in his hands, and I was sure he was fully intending to string her up like he'd said before. I wasn't about to let that happen. I ran across the room on all fours, and I had to dodge several blasts of silver magic as I moved. My footfalls didn't make any noise as I ran, so when I finally got over to the cultist, he had no fucking idea I was behind him. Too bad for him. I reached around his body from behind, grabbed his right wrist, and then crushed it like a dry twig. The cultist let out a blood-curdling scream as every bone in his upper arm was pulverized, and in a fit of pain, he let go of the meat hook. Bingo. I released my grip on his hand, snatched the meat hook out of the air, and then stabbed it through the side of his neck with a bloody schluck. The OLG member's body instantly went limp, but I wasn't done with him just yet. I picked the fucker up and then threw him upward, at an angle. Just as I'd hoped, the chain went taut, and the OLG member's corpse began to spin like the world's most macabre game of tetherball. His body knocked all of the witches to the ground, and they groaned as they laid there in agony. "Are you okay?" I asked Naomi as I walked over to her. Much to my surprise, the witch's dark eyes filled with tears, and she threw her arms around me.
I'm sorry. I should have believed you. I should have known better than to think there was any place in this world for me.
Hey, hey! I shook my head as I looked deeply into her dark brown eyes. There's a place for you, okay? And we'll talk about that in due time. But for right now, you need to help us take out the rest of the coven, okay? Naomi gave me a firm nod, and then she turned to look at an incoming group of witches. The woman summoned her silver magic to her hands as she dropped the spellbook onto the ground, and she puffed her chest out sternly as she approached her former sisters.
Wanna see what I can do, sisters? I learned it from the Bastard of Bast's book.
Naomi instantly began to murmur something in a language I didn't understand, and the silver magic around her hands started to flitter and dance like it was made of flame. The Sisters of the New Moon tried to raise their arms to attack, but Naomi was too fast for them. The witch spread all 10 fingers apart and held her palms down as she took a lurching step forward. And 10 tendrils of silver magic shot out from her fingertips and struck her enemies square in the chest. All of the witches were lifted a few inches off the ground, and their bodies started to convulse wildly as if they were being electrocuted. After about 10 seconds of the spell, Naomi called it off and let them collapse to the floor.
Damn! I didn't even know that was something you could do.
I didn't either.
Naomi shook her head.
Until I read it in that spellbook.
Our enemies must have recognized the battle wasn't going their way, because several of the Sisters of the New Moon fled and were nothing more than a few running figures in the distant hallway. The OLG cultists, on the other hand, were gluttons for punishment. There were 4 of the red-robed bastards left. 2 of them were currently being attacked by Leah, while the other 2 had their sights set on Naomi and I. The first took a shot at me with his silver beam, but I was quick to dodge. As I landed right on the left side of the bastard, I opened up my mouth and bit down on the side of his torso. His ribs snapped between my jaws, and he yelled in both surprise and agony as I lifted him up off the ground and then started to shake him back and forth violently, like a dog with a chew toy. Blood splattered across the floor and walls of the building as I thrashed the fucker around, until finally I heard a loud snap and his body went limp. I tossed his corpse to the side and then proceeded to watch Naomi work her magic. The OLG member was at close quarters with the witch, and he lunged at her with his knife in both forward and backward slashing motions. All the while, Naomi just sidestepped, ducked, and blocked his arm with her own. Then, once she saw her opening, the witch summoned silver magic into her right hand, punched the cultist in the stomach, and unleashed her blast. The cultist yelped as the shot of silver magic tore through his stomach, and then he crumpled to the ground with a fresh hole in his belly. Meanwhile, Leah had her hands full with the 2 cultists attacking her. They were relentless with their moonbeams, but the polywarm was able to stay 1 step ahead of them the entire time thanks to her agility. The cultists both had their backs turned to Naomi and me, which gave me the perfect opportunity for another stealth kill.
"Watch this," I said to Naomi,
and then I started to sneak up on the OLG members from behind. Once I got within 5 feet of the first asshole, I spread my arms apart as far as they could go. Then I slapped them shut right on the cultist's noggin. His head exploded like one of Gallagher's watermelons, and bits of bone and brain erupted into the air like the world's worst volcano.
"What the fuck?"
the second cultist demanded, as he turned and looked at me, wide-eyed. He started to go for his dagger, but I promptly stabbed both sets of my claws into his chest and then pulled them in opposite directions as hard as I could. Blood and viscera sprayed everywhere as I opened up his chest cavity, and his lungs, heart, and liver were now on full display, in addition to his rib cage. Lucky for him, I decided to be merciful and just finish him off, rather than continue to watch him suffer. I grabbed onto one of his exposed ribs, snapped it off at its base with a disgusting snap, and then plunged it square through the side of the fucker's head. There was a wet squelch as the cultist's brain was pierced by his own rib, and his eyes instantly rolled back in his head as he went limp.
"There,"
Naomi said, as she brushed some dirt off her shoulder.
"I think that was the last of them."
"So..."
Leah trailed off as she plopped back down onto the ground beside us.
"Are you finally convinced your sisters don't really care about you?"
"Yes."
Naomi sighed as she lowered her head.
"How could I have been so stupid? Why would I ever think they'd want me back?"
"It was worth a shot,"
I reminded the witch as I placed my arm around her shoulders.
"And you took it. That takes some balls. Metaphorically, at least."
"I can't believe I'm saying this,"
Naomi grumbled as she peeked up at me under her dark lashes.
But I'm glad you guys followed me out here. I'd have been slaughtered like an animal if you hadn't come to my rescue.
You're welcome. I nodded to the bodies around us. See? I told you that you could trust us.
You did.
Naomi confirmed with a half-smile.
Though I was too bullheaded to listen.
That's okay, I said to the witch. The two of us are going to be spending a lot of time together now, so there will be plenty more opportunities to learn, if you want them, of course.
Where the hell else am I supposed to go?
The witch sighed.
No coven for a million miles will take me once this news gets out, and plus I really wanted to hunker down, study some of these harder-to-master spells.
We'd best get to it, then, I said, as I touched the tender spot on my chest. The sooner we get back to Cincy's Jewel, the sooner we can heal up and prepare for whatever's coming on Friday.
If it's still happening,
Leah noted.
For all we know, we may have just killed the only woman who knows how to cast the spell.
Still, we can't just jump to conclusions. We need to be ready for whatever crazy event happens next. Whether that be Ichthigo or not, but we can talk about it in the car.
With that, my friends and I turned and began walking back down the hallway that led to the exit. It was going to be an interesting few days, but now that we had a bona fide witch on our side, our chances of victory had increased ever so slightly. And I wouldn't have had it any other way.